A special ceremony was held in Duncan on September 14 at the Seam Lellum Gym on River Road in Duncan to honor Chief Pahalaktun Richard Thomas, who recently stepped down as chief after leading the Lyaksin First Nation for the last 30 years. Hundreds were in attendance to honor the leadership of the former chief and all he accomplished over the years. Some of the special guests in attendance included Cowichan Tribes Chief Cindy Daniels, as well as other Cowichan Tribes Council members, North Cowichan Mayor Rob Douglas, Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, Grand Chief Stephen Point, and Murray Rankin, Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation for BC, who, during Saturday's ceremony, said he had always thought of himself as a rock, and Chief Pahalaktun as a steady drop of water. "Every time we met, he would say, 'What about the fact our people don't have a place to live?'" said Rankin. "What about the fact we don't have a place to bury our people? He drilled a hole in the rock and finally we have some land back for the Lyaksin people. Your dream has come true during your lifetime. It's rare that we have an opportunity to honor someone for achieving their life's goal." Pahalaktun's retirement follows the huge milestone he achieved this past year of acquiring land on Vancouver Island for the nation, whose reserve lands are currently located solely on Valdez Island. Under the agreement, the province of BC transferred a parcel of recently purchased private land to Lyaksin First Nation and Cowichan tribes. During the signing agreement ceremony, which took place on May 11 of this year, Pahalaktun called it a historic day for the Lyaksin Mustimuv, Lyaksin people. "It is the first step in bringing the Lyaksin Mustimuv back together in a village, which will strengthen our community, our culture and our economy for today and for future generations," said Pahalaktun. The ceremony to honor Pahalaktun was hosted by his niece Shana Thomas, Laksalewetsat, with support from other members of the Thomas family, and the Modeste and Charlie families. The ceremony featured a sacred mask dance, which included brushing Pahalaktun with cedar, a practice that is considered both cleansing and healing. He was also given several special gifts, including a custom-designed Cowichan sweater vest, which was presented to him by Daniels and counselors of Cowichan tribes. Special guests and dignitaries were more than happy to sing his praises around his leadership on a larger scale. "He represented you with grace and strength and he never gave up," said Robert Phillips, a member of the executive of the First Nations Summit, a group made up of most First Nations and tribal groups in the province to address treaty-related topics. "I'm proud of your long, long journey and the tenacity and strength you've shown," said Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, a member of Silex Nation and president of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs. "You're so important to everyone in this room because they can look to you and see what leadership really is." Keeping up with traditional practice, Grand Chief Stephen Point, who was the first Indigenous Lieutenant Governor of BC, as well as the first Indigenous Chancellor of the University of BC, was asked to be an official witness for the ceremony. Point called on Lyaksin Nation to name Pahalaktun, who remains an honorary chief, a grand chief to honor his lifetime of service and leadership. "The elders put you in this position of chief, they don't ask you," said Point. "Sometimes you're criticized for what you do, but you carry on because you know there are things that must be accomplished. What can you say to someone who's fighting for our people? Someone who has served their entire life? All you can say is, 'Hich, ka, thank you.'" Pahalaktun appointed his niece Shana Thomas, Laksalewetsat, to take up the role of hereditary chief of Lyaksin First Nation following Lyaksin law and protocols, and celebrated the official transition on September 3. Thomas, who has a bachelor's degree in political science and a master's degree in Indigenous governance, not only served 8 years as an elected council member for Lyaksin Nation from 2002 to 2014, but also worked closely with her uncle and former chief to negotiate the incremental treaty agreement. "Pahalaktun has dedicated over 30 years of his life advocating for the Lyaksin people," said Thomas. "Acquiring the land on Vancouver Island is his legacy. We wanted to clear his path for him to enjoy his retirement, brushing him off in this sacred way and publicly acknowledging him and all his hard work. Hearing from so many dignitaries who traveled to be there to acknowledge him is a special testament to his leadership."